Well, Sonny, I understand there was a celebration of African football in Nigeria.
Kim, the 2014 GLOCAF Awards Gala was held in Nigeria's commercial capital of Lagos on Thursday night. The annual ceremony, sponsored by the Nigerian telecommunications company Globacom, celebrates the best in African football. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, reports.
The highlight of the gala night was the announcement of Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure as the 2014 African Player of the Year. The 31-year-old Toure thus becomes the first player to win the award four consecutive times. While former Cameroonian star Samuel Eto'o also won the award four times, only three were won in successive years. Here is how Toure's victory was announced, as well as his reaction to the historic achievement.
All right, let's stand up for the winner, ladies and gentlemen, winning it for a fourth year running. Yaya Toure, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I want to thank Allah for all this achievement, you know. I've been very blessed all this year, you know. As well, I want to thank the football fans. And as well, I want to thank the CAF with the president and as well all the guys, his committee as well. And the last, thank you to Africa. Thank you very much.
That was Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure speaking after winning the 2014 African Player of the Year, the most prestigious individual award in African football. Coaches of national associations affiliated to African soccer's governing body, CAF, voted overwhelmingly to make Toure the winner. Toure got a total of 175 votes to beat Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who got 120 votes, and Nigeria's star goalkeeper Vincent Nyama, who secured 105 votes. Toure was not the only winner of the Night of Glitz and Glamour, but we'll get to that later. The annual GLOCAF Awards ceremony is always a combination of football and music, and the 2014 edition was not different. The announcement of the winners of the various categories was done in between musical interludes that featured the best in African music industry. One of them, Nigerian star Flavor, got the show onto a good start, with some incredible female dancers entertaining the crowd that included the creme de la creme of African football, headed by CAF President Issa Hayatou. There was also the legendary South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela, who got a standing ovation. And then there was an energetic tribute to African football anthems by the Soweto Gospel Choir from South Africa and the masked Afro-Calypso artist from Nigeria, Lagbaja. The representative of the sponsors, Mrs. Gladys Talabi, also addressed the gathering.
The GLOCAF Awards has over the years been firmly established as the authentic platform to annually celebrate success stories in the African football. We are delighted by the keen competition in both male and female football on the continent. The quality of football on the continent is growing in leaps and bounds. We note with pride and a sense of fulfillment that one of the major contributory factors to the rising profile of football on the continent is the GLOCAF Awards. We are proud to contribute to the resurgence of a game from which our people derive their biggest passion. On our part in Globacom, we wish to reiterate our commitment to do more for African football.
That was Mrs. Gladys Talabi, Executive Director, Legal Services at Globacom, the Nigerian telecommunications company sponsoring the annual GloCAF Awards. Now, let's quickly give a rundown of the winners in the other categories of the 2014 GloCAF Awards. African Player of the Year, based in Africa, Fami Mubele Ndombe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo. Women's Player of the Year, Asisat Oshoala of Nigeria, a double winner on the night as he also won the Youth Player of the Year award. Most Promising Talent, Yassin Brahimi of Algeria. Coach of the Year, Karadin Madoui of Algeria. National Team of the Year, Algeria. Women's National Team of the Year, Nigeria. Club of the Year, Anton Setif of Algeria. Referee of the Year, Papa Bakri Gassama of the Gambia. Football Leader of the Year, Moise Katumbi Chapwe, President of TP Mazembe of DR Congo. African Legend Award, Oryx Club of Cameroon, winner of the maiden edition of the CAF Champions League in 1964. This award created some emotions as the three surviving members of the club struggled to climb the stage to pick up the prize. Platinum Award, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, and Nigeria's president, Goodluck Jonathan. And then CAF's finest 11, goalkeeper Vincent Nyama of Nigeria. Defenders, John Kasulula, DR Congo, Mehdi Benasia, Morocco, Stephane Mbia, Cameroon, and Kwadwo Asamoah, Ghana. Midfielders, Yaya Toure, Ivory Coast, Yassin Brahimi, Algeria, Fakhreddin Ben Youssouf, Tunisia, and Ahmed Musa, Nigeria. And forwards, Asamoah Gyan of Ghana and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Gabon. Just like the gala night started, it rounded off with music. Again, Flavor, who was later joined by the other performers of the night, sang out the ceremony with the Globacom anthem. For the sunny side of sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. It sounds like it was a great night in Lagos. Just ahead, the VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys had a great week. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown. So the question of the week was, Liverpool's captain Steven Gerrard recently announced he's moving to MLS once his contract expires at the end of the season. Is Gerrard's move a good boost for MLS or just another player just trying to make a few bucks? So the winner of the question of the week is Shepard Tenaro from South Africa, who wrote, "The American League is growing at an alarming rate. In the years to come, it will be flooded with players at their peak. You can even see the United States team doing well, especially in the last World Cup where they finished second in the group of death. Everyone thought they'll be the first ones to pack their bags. I see MLS attracting stars in the near future, especially the ones that are past their prime. It's always good to play in the United States." And he gave me a shout out, Downtown Brown. And thank you, Shepard, for leaving your comment. So matches to watch over the weekend: Southampton versus Man U, Everton versus Man City, Chelsea versus Newcastle. And check your local listings for the time. So in the studio, we have Tef Tef. What's up, Tef?
How you doing, Dan?
The question was, Steven Gerrard is leaving Liverpool and is joining LA Galaxy. How do you feel about this?
Just to make fun of him first, I think he might actually win something now that he's moved to the Galaxy. But all fun aside, I think it's a great move for the MLS and himself, although I still think he had a couple of good years in him to stay in Europe. We were discussing this with Sonny earlier. I think for the MLS, it's a great move because, you know, they're covering their major markets right now. You know, they have Lampard going to New York City, the new New York City team. With Gerrard going and joining Robbie Keane and Galaxy, he can replace, you know, David Beckham. He's not as big of an image, but it's still Gerrard. You know, he's a decent player. I think it's great for the MLS. I don't know if it's going to be great for him, although he could still come back to other leagues when the MLS is in off season, which is what they've done with a lot of players recently.
So would this damage his legacy at Liverpool for him joining LA Galaxy?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think as much as, you know, people make fun of him for not having won that many titles, he does have that historic Champions League win against AC Milan. He could have, in my opinion, had Liverpool been a better competitor as a team, he could have won a couple more, including last year. I think the irony last year was the fact that he was the one to kind of lose it by slipping against Chelsea. So in the end, he gave Liverpool everything he's had since he was a kid, and I think they've given him the same. Maybe they could have given him a little bit more, but that's it.
With Steven Gerrard going to MLS, is there anyone that's going to follow him?
Sure. I mean, I think David Beckham's team, that's about to be, they're going to join the league, I think, in a couple of years from Miami. I think he's already wrapped up Kaká signing. I wouldn't be. Cristiano's actually right now. His agent was saying how he wouldn't rule out a move to the MLS eventually. Again, Cristiano is still performing at such a level that he might stay in Europe for six more years. But eventually, you know, MLS could get some of these star players.
Thanks, Steph, for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Finally, this VOA programming note for our listeners who can see our Africa 54 television show. I'll have a special segment on Friday on Yaya Toure winning his fourth consecutive African Footballer of the Year award. I'm VOA's Sonny Young.